Being an avid guitar collector, Joe Bonamassa has 120 to 130 guitars. At one time, he had around 300. But he said in a 2014 interview with Cat King, "I had up to 300 at one point, but I sold a bunch of them because I wasn't playing them, and it seemed like I needed to justify a number. Now I have better quality stuff, and it's been more manageable." His collection is primarily made up of Fenders and Gibsons. When asked about his collections, he stated, "I have a huge Fender collection, a bunch of old Strats, Tellys, 350s, 335s, 355s, and a lot of old Les Pauls." Let's get back to listening to Bonamassa's 2016 release, Blues of Desperation, starting our set off with What I've Known for a Very Long Time, followed by Livin' Easy, and then Distant Lonesome Train. Joe Bonamassa and his new release on Cruising the Blues with Mr. Jack.
Thank you. Yeah.
In a 2007 interview, Joe Bonamassa elaborated on his influences. "You know, my heroes were the Columbia guys. Paul Kossoff, Peter Green, Eric Clapton. There's so many. There's Gary Moore, Rory Gallagher, Jeff Beck, and Jimmy Page. There's a certain sophistication to their approach to the blues that I really like, more so than the American blues that I was listening to. B.B. King's a big influence. He's probably my biggest traditional influence. I love Muddy Waters, Robert Johnson, and T-Bone Walker and stuff like that, but I couldn't sit down. I was always forcing myself to listen to whole records by them, where I'd rather listen to Humble Pie Do I'm Ready than Muddy Waters, you know? I think the English interpretation of the blues just hit me a lot better." Let's get back to Joe Bonamassa's Blues of Desperation album with a song entitled "No Good Place for the Lonely." Joe Bonamassa on our Blues Cruise today.
No good.
You've been listening to Joe Bonamassa's latest album, Blues of Desperation. Bonamassa has another album coming out this fall of 2016 entitled Live at the Greek Theater. Be sure and check out some of his other albums as well. I'm your host for Cruising the Blues, Mr. Jack. And until we hit the road the next time, I'll catch you later.